Thank you. Let's now give the floor to Venezuela. Have the floor, please.
Gracias, presidente.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. We congratulate you for your nomination as Chair Rapporteur of this 18th session of the Intergovernmental Working Group on the Effective Implementation of the Durban Declaration and Programme of Action, and we wish you all the very best in your work. As ever, and for all time, Venezuela has supported the fight against racial discrimination, intolerance and xenophobia, and we believe it to be very pertinent to reiterate the need to provide appropriate follow-up to the norms and principles enshrined in the Durban Declaration and Programme of Action, as well as the Global Conference Against Racism, Racial Discrimination, Xenophobia and Interrelated Forms of Intolerance, and the Review Conference, indeed. In this session, we'll be looking at issues of extreme importance, such as the current situation concerning racism the world over and the measures to be taken to improve the effectiveness of follow-up mechanisms regarding the Durban Declaration and Programme of Action, and progress made in terms of the Programme of Activities for the Global Year on Those of African Descent. And we'd like to emphasize the import of this particular issue and the platform for raising awareness concerning history, experience, and contribution of people of African descent to global development and to design international mechanisms to effectively deal with racism against people of African descent. Chair, it's currently very concerning to see the increase the world over of racism, xenophobia, and messages of hate and discrimination, which have been meted out against many people and led to the death of innocents, particularly in developed countries, rather. This scourge is particularly difficult to see and has affected disproportionately those in vulnerable situations and situations of poverty. Venezuela has developed its social policy in order to ensure that the people are fully involved in combating this without discrimination or any discrimination. People who for decades were excluded completely, in particular those experiencing poverty or extreme poverty. We are a multi-ethnic and pluricultural society, where we always guarantee interculturalism, non-exclusion, and the inclusion involvement of our people without any discrimination at all, as is demonstrated in our humanist constitution, the Bolivarian constitution. Once again, we'd like to reiterate our support for this vital working group, and we wish the African group all the best in heading up this group and our collective fight to combat racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and related intolerance. We will participate actively in this 18th session, and we will support the recommendations that the working group will adopt in order to continue to show the way for the community of nations in combating racism in all of its manifestations in line with the mandate given by Durban. Thank you very much.